25. Toss to White. He's in. What a comeback.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the 28-3 podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk about trading up for quarterbacks. So this is going to be the first episode where I think Corey and I are really going to clear the lane, give Nick the ball, and just let him cook. This has been a topic that he's been, let's just say, very passionate about over the past 30 years or so that I've known him.
Let me ask you this, though, to set this up. We're talking about trading up quarterbacks. Why? Is that something we think we're considering?
So we'll go ahead and give a little shout out to our buddies over at the Block Party. Adam, dropped a little nugget that quarterback is not off the table for the Saints. And then there was a big discussion that
this is unfolded. Per sources,
whatever. And this was, it sparked a conversation on their Discord with people talking about, let's give up the farm, give up whatever it takes, go up to one, get Caleb, or go up to two or three and get Jaden Daniels. So, a question I posed was, how has it worked traditionally, when a team gives up the quote-unquote farm to move from outside of the top 10 to go into the top three to get a quarterback?
For quarterback specifically.
Yes, so that's the purpose of this. We're talking quarterback only. We're not talking moving up or, edge rusher or cornerback or anybody else.
So this would exclude the Ricky Williams situation, theoretically.
Which was a train wreck. So, yes, we'll go ahead and exclude that situation. As happy as, I'll speak for Nick on this one, as happy as we were to have that trade happen, I think we were still working at Morton's Seafood in 1998 when that trade went down and we were freaking the fuck out.
Yeah,
but obviously, was not the smart move to give up every draft pick in one year and then a first and a third.
Morton Seafood, that's a throwback.
This is a real throwback, man. We were talking, 20 at that point, I think, when this trade happened.
It would have been 1990. So we were 20 when the trade happened. When he first played for the Saints, we were 21.
Y'all stop at the K&Bs before work, dude, or what?
You know, it's funny, though. I can't remember the guy's name. It might have been Skunk, the dude that cooked all the crawfish. Somebody at Morton's was telling me, because we were talking about the draft leading up to it, he was telling me, Edgerrin James is the better running back. He said, mark my words, this dude is going to be better than Ricky Williams.
Where's this guy now? Let's have him on the pod.
He's probably a draft analyst somewhere. Either that or he's dead. But
he's sitting in the Hall of Fame is where he's
He's
at.
Either a draft analyst or he's dead.
Yeah. So, but no, to his credit, he said point blank, Edgerrin James, better running back, will be the better pro. And I looked at him, I said, you're crazy. And he was 150%.
Spot on. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say it, because he went to the best situation you can imagine. They had just drafted Peyton Manning. He got Peyton Manning his whole career. Ricky didn't have that, and Ricky liked weed a little too much for a little while. And
we had Willie Rofe and a couple Billy Joes. I mean,
we did. We
had some Billy Joes and a Dukes of Hazzard episode.
That's right. Yeah. So you saw the peak Ricky in Miami when he was on, and that was elite level running back play.
Yeah.
Even Edgerrin's best years, those rivaled those Edgerrin years.
Yeah, but let's just face facts. Edgerrin's was a better player.
Again, you got Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne versus what Ricky had. It was two different situations.
So that'd be a little taste of what happens when you sell the farm for a running back.
For one obviously, running back, correct.
For QB, it's a totally different calculus because you're talking about a potential franchise changer.
It was a perfect pick for the Colts because they were replacing Marshall Faulk.
Right.
And you had Peyton Manning who could use the running back in the pass game and do everything. And Edgerrin James, amazing player. I love Edgerrin James. But
and look, before we get too far into the running back trade up rabbit hole, let's move on to quarterback.
It's good, though, talking about trade ups, though, because that's what exactly can happen because you hurt your team when you trade up. That's the whole point of this exercise that we're trying to do. They traded all those picks. We were, I'd say that, but a year later we won our first playoff game. So we managed to rebound pretty quick by trading him for two firsts. Yeah. Somehow we got out of it for the most part. But
in today's world, you're never getting a first running back, a first round pick for a running back, much less two.
Yeah,
correct. Ever since Trent Richardson fucked it up for everybody.
Which is why you don't draft them there. The Saquon Barkley pick, how'd that work out? Saquon's amazing. How'd that work out? They suck.
It was bound to happen.
So, I think with this debate coming up on quarterback, and I think the three of us have talked about it a little bit, would we actually do it? And this was before the Carr restructure when we thought maybe this was potentially the last year of Carr. Would they say this didn't work out? We're going to start to look to rebuild down the future. We'll use cars as a placeholder.
It still could be. It still could be if they absolutely wanted
to. It's just expensive.
More than likely, it's not.
It's probably not because it's expensive.
It's kind of a luxury move. I mean, the Packers have showed they've done it twice now where they basically have their draft picks sit for
3-4 years.
Close to, for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, Jordan sat 4 years and Rodgers sat three, right?
Yeah.
So,
and they're kind of the model on QB succession. They haven't had a bad QB since before Brett Favre.
Three Hall of Famers. They had Favre and Rodgers for 33 Jesus years, Christ, 34 man. Years in a
Brett
row.
Brett Favre that wild? Was at Southern Miss the last time they had a bad QB.
Yeah.
He went to the Pack in 90.
Yeah, hold on. Don 92? Magic Mikowski, you're going to call him bad? Come on.
That's the job he took. He took the Magic Man.
Magic Man was solid.
But that was 1992, okay? So 92 all the way until last year. They had Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, other than Favre went to – he started the next year, right? Rodgers? Mm-hmm. The next year he left to go to the Jets. So think about that a second.
That's the good. That would be the –
that's the impossible. That just doesn't happen.
But let's also say this. Look at where those quarterbacks were picked. Favre, second-round pick. Rodgers, late first-round pick.
Right.
Love, late first-round pick.
Yeah, none of them.
No moving up.
None of them were
giving up assets.
The target of dump truck and draft picks.
Yeah. But remember, though, that year Rodgers came out, it was Rodgers and Alex Smith.
Alex Smith.
Yeah, there was a scenario where they were like, these guys might go 1-2.
Yep. For our younger listeners, was the famous green room year for Aaron Rodgers, where he sat and sat and sat.
But let's be honest, that never happens today. He's for sure the second pick that year. Yeah. Like, if that were to happen in today's NFL, Rodgers is the second
minimum,
pick.
Minimum,
With rookie quarterback contracts being the cheat code.
The whole thing. So there's no doubt that would never happen again.
Right.
Unless you're not that level talent. Everyone knew Rodgers' talent. I guess it was his personality that rubbed people the wrong way. Still does.
Imagine that, huh?
Still does. Especially Jimmy Kimmel. But so I guess I think there's been a whole bunch of stuff. Max was talking about some stuff on the Discord that, you know, I think Ryan had gone back till early 2000s and looked at this.
Yeah, Ryan, actually shout out to that boy Wolf, my guy. He gave us a list here of QBs, you know, picked from six and 10 since 2000. He did 10 through 20 since 2000, then he did, let's see what else, 20 to 32 since 2000, and then second round QB since 2000. So it looks like 2000s are cut off, and I think that's actually where you went back as well, right? You didn't go any further back in 2000?
No, I didn't even want to. I didn't even really go that far back because I just think it's a different game now.
That's true.
I like looking at that, but I think the way the NFL looks at the quarterback position today is different than it was.
No,
in
that's
the
a
early
fair
2000.
Point.
So.
Yeah, there's no Trent Dilfers these days.
No, they don't win anymore, I can tell you that. Foles, I guess, did it, so
give him
credit. But
we rail on Dilfer. He was a fifth pick in the draft, and he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
But
Right. And, you know, Brad Johnson, those days, for the most part, are over. You know, Foles pulled it off. Maybe that can happen again, just a perfect timing. Everything works out. You've got an excellent team, and You get a good draw in the playoffs. You never know.
Yeah,
any
given Sundays.
Yeah.
I just think 95% of the time.
It's not the model.
You need a guy, and it's proven to be you really need an elite guy. Even a mid guy isn't going to get you there for the most part.
You need a dude, they're saying.
What we all needed is to see Purdy beat Mahomes, and then we'd all be like, okay, it's possible.
You see?
We don't need the guy.
We need
a secondary guy.
You can wait till the last pick and win a Super Bowl.
But, you know, probably outside of Foles in the last decade, the worst quarterback to win a Super Bowl is Stafford, and he's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer.
He's good.
Right.
Very good.
He's very good. He's not Mahomes. He's not Brady. He's not Breeze. He's not Rodgers.
Wait, how many years back did you go?
10. Anyone else in that time frame other than Foles?
I was
Foles?
Thinking about Flacco, but that's...
That's more than that.
That's more than 10.
But again,
it's run the fringe, though.
Without the back injury, might have been a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and he's a first round pick.
His career was short. So, first round pick, cannon arm, all the talent in the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's proven you need top level elite
QB play. Really feel confident.
But the question is, what's too much to give up to keep the rest of your team
So I think part of Ryan, I didn't read Ryan's post. Maybe Max can chime in on that, but.
His post was mainly just putting up the concrete facts, like saying this is where these are the quarterbacks that went
and
between.
What were the
slots.
Results of his facts of like where quarterbacks were picked? So we have this vision of top five pick quarterbacks, right? That they're great, Peyton Manning, right? Or John Elway or
Dan Marino,
yeah, you
know, Joe Burrow.
Dan Marino wasn't even a top pick.
No, he was in the 20s.
He was way later.
Stand corrected.
It was the Elway year, so you get it. And, yeah. It was a monster year. Jim Kelly.
That class was,
it was nuts.
Eli
was a number one pick. You know, Burrow being the most recent number one pick to be what you think is that, but he hasn't won one yet, so let's see what happens.
Sure.
But there's this perception that going up to the top three automatically gets you the guy. And this is something that's gone way back, and what Max alluded to before is I'm always bitching about it. Leighton Breeze's career, there was a big push or a big fan base that said, we need to move on. He can't throw deep anymore, right? We've talked about that in the comparisons to Carr and the expectations.
Newsflash, he never threw deep.
Right. You know, briefly, maybe 09, 11,
we
he
have,
could get it
we
down
have to
there.
Move on. He's lost 3 yards off his go route.
Right. And you're like, you don't – my whole point was – everyone wanted to go draft a guy, and I'm like, but that's a crapshoot. It really is. And if you look at all the numbers, you can go draft a guy, and the chances of missing versus hitting, you're more likely to miss.
Now, when you say draft a guy in that context, are you talking about a top 10 draft pick or like a first rounder?
Both.
Period?
Both. Because to his point, when you have a player like Breeze, your job as a general manager and as a coach is to surround him with as many weapons and prop him up as much as possible. You know what I mean? It would be counterproductive to plan for 3 or 4 years down the road by selecting a guy in the first round that can sit a la Jordan Love.
Yeah, it kind of, you know, not to harp on the Packers more, but it makes that look so much more like threading a needle, you know, like an outlier, or so hard to do. Because you gotta pick your timing perfectly.
We can call them geniuses, but we can also just say it was lucky.
Lucky as shit.
Because you traded for Brett Favre. You didn't even draft him. You traded him because they just didn't want him in Atlanta after drafting him in the second round, I believe. That's luck, okay? Because if you wanted that guy, you just draft him in the first round, right? Aaron Rodgers, to get him where you got him, when you knew it, that's luck. They didn't go get Aaron Rodgers, per se. He was in the late teens, right? What was he?
He was in
20?
The 20s.
Yeah, he was in the 20s.
Obviously, I think everyone knew what his ceiling was. Right. It was a worry of you know, his personality and his attitude, maybe. Whatever it was that drew teams away and went Alex Smith went one. But to get him where they got him, and then, you know, amazing season by Jordan Love, but we don't want to put him in that category after 1 year, but... the early returns look pretty damn good.
Looks promising.
And you could see his arm talent in college for sure. And they got him in the system. They got him behind a guy who his game is similar to. Maybe not quite as athletic, but pretty athletic guy. Can get out of the pocket. Can run when he needs to. Similar to Aaron Rodgers. Got him behind Aaron Rodgers. Watch him for 3 years, 4 years. And then get him in there. And all of a sudden he's throwing 30 touchdowns year one. So that's picking in the late first round. That's not trading up to go get a guy.
Sure.
Right? So what I first looked at, because like I said, I think the NFL's changed quite a bit in the last 10 years, focusing on the rookie contracts. And 10 years may be a little even too far, because I feel like this all started with Mahomes, really. Like what you could build with the rookie contract started in 2017.
Yeah.
And they drafted him, they sat him a year, got him in, and then you're like, holy crap, they can sign anything they want. And they re-signed Tyreek Hill. They re-signed Travis Kelce. They re-signed Chris Jones. They just started building this mega roster. And so while he was young, he had this incredible roster.
Tyreek Hill back then.
Right. And then as he's gotten older, the roster's diminished, but he's gotten better. Yeah. And he's making up the gap for where the roster's coming down with when he's getting paid more. Because it gave him time to get to that elevated level while the roster was really, really good. And then slowly the roster maybe not quite as good. I think we would all agree that first Chiefs roster was some special. This one's not, especially offensively.
It's hilarious, though. They just won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. But that's because they gave him time to become.
Yeah. He was able to do enough. I mean, not do enough. He's the best QB in the league. But
I mean, he's one of the best QBs of all time.
He could work with the lower level receiver talent that he's got and skill.
That's what I'm saying.
And then this year,
his receivers suck.
It helped. They let him get to the breeze.
It also helped this year that they had the best defense they've ever had.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you can build on defense and you can say, Pat, we expect you to be so much better. Like we did with Drew, we're doing Lance Moore, and we're rocking. You know, we did draft a couple guys, Meacham, but Devery Henderson. We're going to get niche receivers that do certain things well, and we're going to expect Drew Brees to make that work. That's what the Chiefs have done with Mahomes, and he's
works.
Doing it.
And it works.
Because I don't need to score 30 now. I can score 23 and win. You give me a drive to win a game, I'm going to win the game because I'm the best quarterback.
Yeah, proven it by saying, see you later, Tyreek Hill. I'm going to go win back-to-back Super Bowls.
Exactly. But that's what it is, because now he is that Drew Brees, Tom Brady, because he's now 28 years old. He's got all that wealth of experience. He doesn't need Tyreek to bail him out like he maybe did in that first San Fran Super Bowl. He threw that up. It was 20 yards underthrown. Tyreek comes all the way back, catches it, turns the whole game around. They win the game. He played a horrible first half, but the roster kept him in it. Now...
Yeah,
he's propping up the offense.
Now he's propping up the offense without a doubt.
And this year there was a large part of the year where Kelce wasn't even his normal self.
He kept them going, even though they weren't dominating. He kept, they were winning the close games for the most part, and in the Super Bowl, just give me a chance, guys. You keep me here, Marcus Valdes-Scantling will win us the game. Or Mecole Hardman, who just got cut, or whatever.
They just cut Scantling, too.
Yeah, they got rid of him.
Yeah. So what is it that your deep dive...
So, of the 10 years, I want to go through all the quarterbacks drafted in the first round.
Okay.
Okay? And we're going to put them... I just want to say, like, would you be happy with this as your quarterback option for the next 5 years? Let's just look at it that way.
And we'll see how many we
see how many
yes
we
to.
Think. And then we're going to... We're
so,
just
it
gonna
is going to be a game show. Boom.
A little bit. A little bit. But it's not the Derek Cardium show. That's coming later, guys.
Wait. Plug for a future episode. That is going to be a fun one. The Derek Carr... Game show.
The game show, which was
the Chris Olave.
First premiered by Max and Nick when I was in Greece. And I'm kind of excited to participate in said game show.
It'll be good. But we got to see how all the contracts shake out, and then we'll get into that. But
game show with an asterisk.
So I went back to 2014. We're coming up on the 24 draft. So this is 10 years of drafts.
Okay.
Just the quarterbacks drafted in the first round. First thing I want to do is we're gonna put like picks 1 through 10, 11 through 20, and 21 to the end of the first round. So 21 to 32.
I'm looking at Nick right now. He's got a tic-tac-toe looking board drawn out. This is good.
I'm going to let y'all decide this completely as far as... Are you happy if you just signed this guy to a elite quarterback contract?
And it's a yes, no, happy, like not technical. We're just like,
it's not it. I hate him or whatever.
We're not going to have a dissertation.
Purely on the field. None of this. Like if we were to play this game with Matt Ryan 10 years ago, I would have been like, fuck him, I hate him. But no.
As someone who gets into the weeds on a lot of this shit, I'm looking forward to not doing that for this exercise.
One word answer.
For this exercise.
Yes, I would take him. No, I would not.
Great.
Okay. 2014. Yes or no. Third pick in the draft. Blake Bortles.
No.
No.
That's a no. It's a top five pick. Johnny Manziel.
No.
That's a no.
No, it's not.
He was picked 22.
If you say yes, then you're on whatever he's on.
Teddy Bridgewater. Now, we are 10 years later, and he's not even in the league. So,
and we're talking about...
That's by his own desire.
Happy as your franchise dude.
Right. You just paid this
You're guy. Happy for him for the next...
Not happy
You're
that
happy
he's on
to
my
have
team.
Him the next 5 years on you a top-of-the-line contract.
You just re-signed
him. Yeah, because if it was like backup, so, I'd say, sure, but no.
No. Next 5 year, top-of-the-line contract, the answer is no.
Nope.
This is a good year. 2015, Jameis, number one.
No.
No.
Mariota.
No.
No.
That's number two pick in the draft. Okay, we're to 2016. Jared Goff.
No. I would not be happy with him with top five.
We're talking
five.
Minimum 5 year, $200 million contract. You just re-signed him to the deal. You just re-signed him to the deal.
No.
He's a no for you too. Okay. So let's, little caveat, for he was one of the trades, right?
Correct.
They traded up for him.
From 15 to 1.
They traded their first round pick that year, their fourth and sixth. They gave up two firsts, two seconds, two thirds. To get up there, to get him. So you just sacrificed, you got three picks in exchange for six picks, and it basically mirrored, they were higher picks across the board.
Yeah.
So you took five top three round picks out of your system to get Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Okay? And you just said you would not take him if it was even as a franchise quarterback. Now, he is the test case of, like, the, in my opinion, of our whole list here, of the borderline guy of like whether you would say yes or no to signing him to five.
Yeah, he's on the edge. He's on the verge. Because
he had a great
year. Yeah, because you heard me hesitate because it's like.
Yeah.
I worried about you because it was like you didn't listen to the parameters, but you caught yourself.
Well, when you were saying 5 years, I thought you meant like from draft, but you're talking about the next.
Let's clear it up again. News came out today that the team that your team just re-signed this player
to
a 5-year deal at $250 million. For your team.
No. So you were hesitant, so you were on the fence. So let's say you went yes there, but then I told you you had to give me an extra first, 2 seconds, and two-thirds to get
fucked. No.
It's an obvious no, right? Okay. Next pick in that draft was Carson Wentz.
No.
That's a no.
No.
Okay. They gave up to get the first pick, 2 ones, a 2, a 3, and a 4.
Ugh.
And you just said no, you wouldn't even re-sign him.
He's a journeyman quarterback at this point.
Yeah.
Right. He's a backup.
And to be fair, Nick Foles won the Super Bowl, not Carson Wentz.
Correct.
He would have been MVP if he didn't get hurt, though. Let's be honest.
That is true.
Wentz was having a fantastic
year. Who won the Super Bowl?
Foles, for
sure. Big Dick
and
Nick.
Not just the Super Bowl. He won every playoff game to get to the Super Bowl.
Big Dick Nick.
26th pick that year, Paxton Lynch.
Oh, God.
Okay, that's another no.
The laugh was a no.
We're 3 years in.
I'm just trying to
think
of how I can say yes.
We're 3 years in on first-round quarterbacks. Y'all said no to every single one.
With all things being equal.
With all things being equal.
Yeah.
Next up.
Not even factoring in draft
still
picks.
Thinking about Goff.
2017.
But I wouldn't have traded for him.
2017. Number 2 pick in the draft. Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, God.
That's a no, right?
Nope, that's a no.
All right. Now, here's an outlier. Number 10, Mahomes.
Of course.
Obviously.
Of course.
Yes.
Now, this is pretty awesome by the Chiefs, in all honesty, in hindsight. Risky at the time, but... this is an absolute yes. Obviously, we all think that. Top 10 pick, so he gets that. Two firsts and a third to move up to get him. So it did cost him. It cost him more than you would think.
It doesn't matter.
No, no, no. Any price is good now.
Any price
is good. In hindsight. Any price. If they gave 4 first-round picks, this made sense.
Absolutely.
But at the time,
it was
risky. Risky. Now, they were right. They trusted themselves. They were right.
Well, let me say this. How about the Bills completely screwing their future for the next 15 years by trading with the Chiefs to give them
the guy who has killed them. Yeah.
To be fair, they did move up and got Josh Allen the next year, but they have not
won. No, but they screwed themselves.
They used that first to go get Josh Allen the next year.
Josh Allen's probably in 3 or 4 Super Bowls at this point if it's not for Mahomes. Think about how the trajectory changed.
Anybody. I mean...
One.
He's either in 3 or 4, or there's 3 or 4 quarterbacks who are in another who have one.
Yeah, you know, like, but let's be honest, this is smart on the Chiefs, right? We were talking about how good the roster was when he first got there.
That was brilliant by the Chiefs.
They won the division the year he got there.
Yeah,
that roster was legit with Alex Smith. Mm-hmm. They said this is the dude that changes our chance for the Super Bowl, and he did.
I have a question. Maybe I'll wait till the end of the exercise because I don't want to take away any punchlines.
There's no punchline. Go ahead.
So you're saying. There is a situation where it's smart.
Not to go up and trade the huge capital to get up.
So is what the Chiefs did huge capital?
No.
It's borderline because they had a very late first that year because they won the division.
Well, hold on.
Do you understand?
It was a swap for the first one, right?
And another one.
And then another. That's you're only giving up one.
But you're also only giving up the 28th pick.
Right.
You're not giving up big capital.
That's not huge capital.
So you're,
it's a first round swap.
Like,
Corey, it's a first round swap.
Yeah.
And then you give up an additional. So you only gave up one additional.
That's why my question is what the Chiefs did considered.
That's not huge.
To me, that's not the huge haul.
That's what I wanted to know.
Because you're talking about drafting, it was whatever it was, 16 or 18 spots sooner in exchange for next year's when you're a division-leading team, which means next year's pick also, and it was, they didn't play them. They won the division again.
So it was a late 20s pick.
The team recognizing they're set up to be
successful.
A piece away.
Right. We're a piece away.
A big piece away.
We've got a conservative guy right now. We get a guy who can change the game.
Yeah.
This roster can win a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
You're going to see the big price when we get closer to 2023.
So we're going to call that a trade-up win. But we're not calling it what
but
I feel
but it also doesn't fit
about.
The parameters. It doesn't fit the giant get into the top three. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to clarify. Yeah.
So the 12th pick in the draft that year was Deshaun Watson. Throw out the stuff.
No.
Would you be happy re-signing him if all the court, like, I know it's hard to.
Well, I mean,
as a player.
No, because his injuries, he's been injured way too much.
I say yes because of the potential.
I'd probably say I'd be okay if I was the team that drafted, if I was the Saints and we drafted Deshaun Watson and there was none of the other BS, I'd be okay with signing him back. Like, the talent injured, there, he showed me the talent where he was one
the
of the
talent's best. There for sure, but God, the injuries.
Yeah. But
obviously, off the field stuff, we're leaving that completely off the table. We're talking strictly.
Yeah, I think
skill set, and has he delivered for being picked 12th? To me, the answer is yes. He had Pro Bowl seasons with Cleveland. It hasn't worked yet. I agreed. But if I was a hometown guy who had drafted that guy, I think I'd be okay with us re-signing him.
The trajectory changed considerably after his third year, second year or third year, whatever.
Is his value still?
They can't get a seventh round pick for him.
No, does it still correspond to a 12?
He's worthless.
But he's the least valuable player.
But if he was the guy that my team, that the Saints drafted, you know, again, only between the white lines. Then I would. Yeah,
me too. And let's be clear: his career turned with all this drama. That's when his career turned.
He hasn't been a good player in 3 years. Now, granted, he was suspended.
He didn't play one of them.
Yeah, but he was not good. Last
Cleveland's
year.
Not.
He's only played two in Cleveland.
I know, but he wasn't good last year when he played. He looks mediocre.
He's not clicking in Cleveland.
But I can't say that was a bad first round pick. That's where I'm at.
Initially, it was an amazing first round pick.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a no. I'm close to the middle on it, but I'm going no.
Okay. I'm putting him in the yes since I'll be the tiebreaker.
Okay.
With Corey.
If it was us, I would say yes because it would be a better option to me than trying to bring in someone completely fresh or new. Right. That's why
that's where I'm at. Okay. Yeah. Let's move on to 18. We're going to call that as close to a tie as you can. So we only have one shoe in, obviously. Yeah. It's the best quarterback in the league for the past decade. So, you know, not a surprise there. 2018, number one pick in the draft, Baker Mayfield.
No.
5 years, 250, no.
Yeah, that's a no from me. Third pick.
So I'm going to tell you this, though. Baker's in that. To me, I'm on the. I could. There's a world where I would say yes, just like you guys were saying yes on
for the right
Watson.
Price.
Yeah, at 250, no.
There's already been three teams just let him go, so I think I'm going to lean no there.
One team let him go. The Rams would have re-signed him Baker? If he wanted to go back.
Huh? Yeah, Baker. You're a no.
Yeah, I'm a no. Okay. Yeah.
Well, he's obviously a no.
We're going to put him in the no.
I ran to the no podium.
They did not
on Baker.
Trade up for him. They sat in their spot. They picked him. I have no problem with that ever. If you're a bad team and you pick a quarterback one, you got to take your shot.
I'll be honest with you. I'm close to yes on him. No, but I'm going to say no. But to me, it's
$50 million a year.
There's no way I would give him that. But
no.
But Max likes him more than me, so it's whatever.
I wouldn't give him a dollar a year, Max.
I would say I'm saying no, but you're an idiot, first of all. But I'm saying no, but it's close. I'm close to yes on it. There's a world where I could be talked into it and be fine with it.
Okay. They didn't give up extra capital. I didn't even mind them leaping over. Everyone thought Darnold and Allen were the guys that year, and they took him early. That was their guy.
He absolutely should have been the first pick.
Well, Josh Allen should have been the first pick.
Yeah, but coming from Wyoming,
In the redraft.
Absolutely.
So the third pick in the draft was Darnold.
No.
That's a heavy no, right?
Yeah.
And, okay, this is another trade-up.
You didn't say there's heavy no. Is there?
This is a heavy
yes,
no.
Yes, no, and heavy no.
If you're a backup already and you didn't get through your rookie contract,
you have to add another column on your tic-tac-toe board.
You took the franchise down, buddy. They gave up an extra one, three number twos to move back. No, they gave their one and three twos to move back three spots. So to go three spots, basically.
To move up?
You gave the fifth pick and three second-round picks to go get him.
Talking about Darnold?
Yeah.
Ew, no.
How many draft picks have the 49ers given other teams for quarterbacks that never started?
They didn't do it.
This isn't the 49ers.
It's the Jets.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Jets.
Yeah.
So
I was about to say.
So they lost three second-round players to go get him.
That's brutal.
And the other team still got the fifth pick. The other team still got the fifth pick?
I mean, what?
That's bad.
3 seconds can be worse than two firsts in a lot of worlds.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's a no on the trade.
Hard no. And it's an awful trade.
And he's a terrible quarterback. They let him go before his rookie contract was done. Seventh pick was Josh Allen.
Yes.
That's an absolute yes.
Right?
So he was the seventh pick.
He and Mahomes are the two slam dunk yeses so far.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a trade-up. So it was worth it for the trade-up.
Is it big capital?
It was not. This was a good trade. But it was seventh. It wasn't top three. Right. So again, we're a little bit further back.
What did they give up for him?
They gave up their one, which was a switch. It was a five spot difference from 12 to seven.
Okay.
Two twos. That's
it. Oh, God.
So that's a win.
That's a home run.
They won that.
And time out. That is the trade I would be fine with the Saints making if someone like a Jaden Daniels falls to seven.
That's what I'm saying. If he has not been picked yet, and the team that drafts before the Falcons, I forget who
Tennessee.
It is. If Tennessee is on the clock and Jaden's there,
you trade up.
You go get into that spot.
So, but let's be clear. That's the difference between top three and number seven.
And that was my point in the whole debate that was going on in that Discord, was talking about top three is different. It's a huge difference. Top three and top seven, that's apples and oranges. That's completely different.
Top three, it's
so where we at now.
That was number 14 on our list, making sure we have them all accounted for. Yep, we do. Okay. Next on the list, Josh Rosen at 10.
Ugh.
That's rough.
They gave up on him the next year.
They also traded up for him.
Oh, God, did they?
Yeah.
They did. They gave their one, which was the 15th. So it's a five, and then they gave him a three and a five to go up five spots.
I'm fine with that.
They took a chance.
Yep.
That's fine. And that's worth a shot.
Yeah.
Worth a shot. You lost two extra picks.
Three and a five.
No one having him being as bad as he turned.
I thought he was going to be great. Yeah. I was dead wrong about him.
Everybody was wrong
about him. I own that. Yeah.
So that's an absolute no. And then Lamar was 32nd, which is an absolute yes. Christ. Right. To get him at 32, bastards. Kind of a home run.
Wasn't that a trade, too?
I don't
They traded
so.
Back into the
they
first.
They traded back into the first to get him.
Did they? Who'd they take before him?
Or no.
Wait, no, I'm pretty sure it was a trade.
That wasn't the year after they won the Super Bowl?
That was, wasn't it?
So they would have been...
They won the Super Bowl the year it was here when the power went out. 2011. 2012? 2012?
I think the
2013.
Game,
whenever the lights went out in the Superdome. They were not coming off a Super
That's
Bowl.
That's what
win.
We do.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully we keep the lights on this year.
What did they trade to get to him, though?
It wasn't much.
I mean, you're 32 either way.
It's not much. It's whatever it was, it's worth it. I don't care what it was.
It's not what we're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll look that up. I didn't have that down as a trade.
Lamar Jackson, yes.
But either way, whatever they traded, I guarantee you was not much to get up to 32. It's just, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking trading heavy capital to get up into the top to go get a Caleb Williams or a Drake May. Right. That's what we're talking about. Next year, no trades. First pick in the draft, Kyler Murray. You signed him up.
This one's tough.
They did it. So just...
Who did I say yes to?
Not many. You said yes to Mahomes, which is a big leap, and you said yes to Watson.
Yeah, I think on the same notion as Watson, I would say yes to Kyler.
I'm saying yes to Kyler potential. Before I say yes to Watson. Jesus.
I give it a yes.
I'm giving it a yes.
It's not a heavy yes.
We'll go with you guys. I would have said no on Kyler.
It's a very light.
It's a light yes. Yeah, it's like a whisper.
Well, yes. He hasn't won. It hasn't been great. I get it. You see talent, but it just, for me, it would be a no, but we're putting him in the yes category.
You know what has been great? The tiny people memes of him is fantastic.
They're fantastic. Amazing.
So here's a good one. Daniel Jones at 6.
Nope.
Fuck no.
And he costs him a bunch of money. Then you got Dwayne Haskins at 15.
Oh. R.I.P.
Wow.
Yeah. R.I.P., but no.
Wow. God bless.
You went there.
God bless.
You went there, Nick. Man.
Then there's this draft. This is kind of the draft. Now, no one moved up heavy.
Time out. Ravens gave up 2 second round picks, one in 2018, one in 2019, to move up to get Lamar.
That's nothing. With the Eagles. They didn't even give up the first back. Yeah, so exactly. That's nothing. That doesn't even count. Two twos. All right. All right. Now, this draft is kind of the anomaly draft of this whole thing, in my opinion, because...
What year is this?
2020. I can't imagine any fan base that drafted one of these guys would not be ready to sign them.
Half the league was...
Oh, yeah. Let's
so,
say
number one's Burrow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone signed Joe
Burrow. Without question.
This is the COVID draft.
Yeah. Number five is Tua. I'm not a Tua fan, but if we drafted Tua, I would be screaming we have to sign him.
Especially after...
He's a yes.
If hypothetically he had the year he had last year.
He's a heavier yes than Kyler.
He's definitely heavier
Way
yes
heavier
than Kyler.
Me.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I don't like him. I would feel like we're in purgatory.
I liked him coming out. He's a yes.
If I'm giving Kyler 250, I'd give Tua 251.
Wow.
Sixth pick, Slam dunk, Justin Herbert.
Yes.
It's an absolute yes. Yep. And then the 26th pick, which is also a trade up, was Jordan Love.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a crazy draft. Jalen Hurts was also in this draft in the second round. So
Jalen Hurts, I'm saying no. I would not give him 5 for $250 if he were in that.
But he was also a second round pick. So
yeah, I would. I'm biased because he's on my fantasy team. Keeper league.
They did trade up for Love. All they gave up was a fourth to move up four spots. Nothing. Yeah, that doesn't count. That's not what we're talking about. 2021.
Hell of a draft, though. God damn.
It's the best quarterback draft since 83 or
that's
whatever.
That's a goddamn Marino draft, yeah.
This is five bona fide starters that aren't losing their job in the next 5 years in one draft. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's what everybody hopes for every year.
Yeah.
Because Hurts, you know, Corey said he would sign him. I wouldn't want to sign him either as a GM. Yeah. If I was a fan, I would want to sign him. As a GM, I wouldn't, but he's starting.
If he were on our
GM,
I would probably say yes, but given that he plays for the Eagles and I can look at it objectively, I'm saying no.
Yeah, now that he's making that money, it makes it really hard on that team to get back to a Super Bowl. Okay, the next year, this is the counter to 2020, in my opinion. Trevor Lawrence went one. This one's tough for me because
I say no.
As a GM, I'm not signing him. If I was a fan in Jacksonville, I'm signing him.
I'm with you on that. I agree 100% with what you just said. I would I'm not giving him to him.
I don't think he's elite.
Yeah.
So it would be really hard for me to give him that deal as a GM. But if you're a fan in Jacksonville,
it's interesting.
And you
got the
if you're a fan in Jacksonville, absolutely. I say this, and you and I had this conversation when he played at Clemson. We were not high on Lawrence coming out. Neither one of us.
I like him, but this exercise is interesting as you get into more recent drafts because I think if we had done this with Jordan Love last year. So, you know.
But he never got a chance as a starter until this year. Trevor Lawrence has multiple years as a starter.
Yeah.
I don't see it with him. I say no. I'm not giving him 5 for $250.
You wouldn't even get. Okay, so you're the tiebreaker, Corey, then. Would you sign him or not sign him? And we are talking from fan perspective, not like we're just saying, would you be happy if you're a Jacksonville fan, would you be happy to hear they locked up Trevor Lawrence?
Time out. I'm changing it. I said yes for Kyler, I have to say yes for Lawrence. I'll say yes.
I agree.
Even before, I was going to say yes because I don't know.
I'm not high on him.
I'm a believer in these guys' upside when they have the right.
I don't think he's the guy, but coaching. I would still, as a fan, be happy to hear we didn't lose him.
I can't say yes to Kyler and say no to Lawrence, so I have to say yes to both.
Okay, so this is an easy
one
next.
I'm going yes.
Yeah, okay, we're all yes there. Zach Wilson's next. That's an easy one.
That's
right?
A no for me, dog.
Here's a trade up. Third pick, Trey Lance.
Oh, God.
Absolute no. How about 3 ones and a 3?
Oh, God. It should have destroyed.
That one was awful.
It should have destroyed the Niners' chances, and it didn't.
We talk about luck with the Packers. You know, that's
this is luck.
To shoulder that loss.
The GM, what's it?
John Lynch
should be getting roasted for this, and he should be fired.
Well, the only reason he's not is because he got Purdy. That's luck.
That's what I'm saying. It's like when Lynch is at the NFL.
To be fair, they made Super Bowls with Jimmy GQ. It's not to say they couldn't have picked up somebody else. It also tells you how bad Lance was.
Niners fans would argue like we could put Debo Samuel at quarterback and still be fine. But, well, actually, they
if
tried
that's
that.
True, why are you trading 3 ones to go get a guy?
Right.
Why?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The fans.
We made it with Jimmy G.
Say one thing.
We don't need to spend 3 firsts. Let's go get all these other assets that we can use to go win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, talk about waste.
That one's mind-boggling, but
sounds like you're passionate about that one.
It's so stupid. I mean, such a bad trade.
Well, we're coming up on a worse.
Justin Fields at 11, signing him.
No,
because this is where we're at right now.
No, I say yes because
you would give him $250.
If
it's a hard no for me, we have a limited tiebreaker done. We're good.
It's a hard no.
Limited sample size, but there's too much.
This is a trade-up, too, and this isn't the kind of trade-up we're talking
about. Talent
doesn't
matter. Zach Wilson's got as much talent.
But that's the reality. Like, we're not.
That's tough, dude. I can't believe you would say yes to that. That's crazy. Okay. Well, no, that's your opinion.
My gut.
And that's fine. Tiebreaker, we went no on this one. Fields, they traded up at 11. This is a terrible trade.
What is it?
2 ones, a 4, and a 5 to get there.
How many picks did they go up?
Ones in the first year.
I mean, I don't know.
So it was a current year.
A current year, a next year, and a 4 and a 5 in I don't know what year. But So they gave an extra first, a 4 and a 5.
And not even to get into the top 10.
Right. So that's a bad trade.
So,
that's a bad trade.
So going through this exercise, we're seeing that the price has dramatically gone up over the year by year. It increases exponentially.
If you go to what you were talking about, Jordan Love, just 2 years prior, all they gave was a 1 to move up 4 spots and a 4.
Yeah, but that was also the end of the first round. Fields was, the 10th pick or 11th?
Okay. Now, so go up to Rosen, a 1, a 3, a 5 to move up 5 spots. They gave up 2 1s. That's worse. So the value of the rookie...
I thought Rosen was a pick swap plus...
A 3 and a 5.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
To go up 5 spots. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The price is going up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would be interesting to see is how many of these QB extensions have been signed, you know, between some of the trades where the draft capital did not seem that great to go further up, as, you know, compared to what you're talking about with Fields. You know, because it's like, these max gigantic contracts these quarterbacks are signing, it's showing the NFL teams like, hey, you keep hearing it, going rate. It's going rate for a quarterback.
And that's the whole argument. So that's exactly what we're talking about right now.
When you're moving up, you know, it costs more to move up because
you get them cheap.
You're boxing yourself out of having to pay the going
rate. That's how valuable the cheap is. But if you miss, you've given up so much capital.
Yeah.
Right? Unless you get Purdy.
So who's next?
Mac Jones, 15th.
No.
I mean, heavy no, right?
It's a no. Heavy no.
Heavy, yeah.
Heavy. That's a heavy. 2022, 20th pick, Pickett. That's a no.
It's a no.
No, yeah.
2023, and here's another terrible trade-up. DJ Moore, 2 2s.
Oh, God.
And 2 more 1s to get Bryce Young. That's a catastrophe. That's a catastrophe.
Now, let's be fair. He has time to turn it around, but the early returns are no. As of right now, you tell me he signed 5 for $250.
There is no Panthers fan who's like, let's give him $250.
Oh, God, no.
But that's why when you have guys who have only – that's why the more recent the draft, the harder the exercise becomes because you have a limited sample size. But that said, it's a no.
From what we saw on the field, not even Bryce Young's mom would be happy to re-sign him.
Based on last year, it's hard to envision a scenario where he turns it around enough to warrant – the 5 for $250.
Right.
No, I could see him turning it around. We have to do this exercise based on this exact moment. Yeah. So in this moment, the answer is no. Could I see him turning it around? Yes.
And we're just talking about signing him. We're not talking about they gave up 3 1s.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Yeah. One of those ones, which is the first pick in this draft.
The first pick in this draft. The number one pick.
That's. You talk about the Bills.
Wait, was that it for quarterbacks in the first round last year?
No, Stroud and A. Rich. So Stroud's a yes if you had a pick today.
The trade up for Will Anderson. Never mind.
Yeah, they didn't trade up for Stroud. That was right. Their spot.
Stroud's a yes.
A. Rich is a borderline. Yeah,
Stroud's a yes for me.
We can leave A. Rich out because he only played 4 games.
He's an
games.
Incomplete.
Let's just not even put that in the equation. So the point of the exercise is to see where they were drafted in the first round, how well in the draft position did these quarterbacks. It has nothing to do with the trade ups, right? So 1 to 10, we had 7 yeses and 13 noes. So that's about a 35% success rate by our standards of just would you re-sign this guy? Okay. 11 to 20, we had 2 yeses, 4 noes. That's 33%. 21 to 32, we had 2 yeses, 3 noes. That's 40%. These percentages are the same, right? So when that's the case, now obviously way more quarterbacks are going to be picked higher because they're so valuable, right? We all know that. But what that says to me is why are you giving an abundance of capital when your chance of success is similar, right? Now, there's an argument to be made that you won't have an opportunity to draft a quarterback at 18. That's true. Okay, because most of them are going. We had 20 go in the top 10. We only had 6 in the next 10 and 5 in the last 12, right? So in the top 10, you had 20, and the rest of the first round, you only had 11. So 2/3 of them went in that top 10. So that's where you have to be to get one. But if you factor in the fact that you have a 1 in 3 chance of hitting it correctly, if I'm sitting there, I'm drafting a quarterback. There's no doubt about it. If I'm a quarterback deficient team, no question. I'm taking a flyer, whatever it is. Even if it's not my number one guy, if he's rated there and we have a good feeling about, I'm drafting that guy.
Yeah.
am I giving 3 1s to go take a 1 in 3 chance to get into the top three? And this is just top 10. Like, the part of our yeses were all guys outside of the top three. We're talking Mahomes,
Allen,
Watson,
Herbert.
All these were not in the top three. So this narrative of like, let's go all in and let's go get Caleb, like, it's proven to be a very poor strategy.
Yeah. I hate when people say, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I think the reason it's still a discussion, the reason that fans want it,
what's the allure?
The reason that GM still continue to do it is that this is proven historically to not be successful. But you know who was not in any of those previous drafts? Caleb Williams.
That's what they're saying.
Like an obvious statement, but the thing is, the scouts and the teams, they convince themselves that, yeah, that's not going to happen to us because we're right on this guy.
Well, let me say this, though. Every year, there is the quote-unquote, not every year, there's a few exceptions, but for the most part, there has been the quote-unquote generational guy. Think about it. Every year around draft time, you hear people say, yeah, you know what, the quarterbacks this year were good, but next year's class has, you know, whoever. And it's happened with Trevor Lawrence, and it goes back to Andrew Luck and all these guys. Yeah. Every year, that next class has the guy you can't miss on.
It's the NFL draft, and
it's a cycle,
pre-draft
man.
Coverage has taken more prisoners of the moment than any other sports.
And so, Corey, to your point,
event.
You're right. Those GMs, they think they're smarter. They think
I think it's they think they're smarter, but they also don't want to be the Buffalo Bills in the Mahomes draft. They think they've got their guy, and they don't want to miss the chance. You know, and they'll risk the capital. That's why it still happens.
Well, look, these statistics state that one of Caleb, Drake, and Jaden, only one of those guys is going to be the guy.
I know why.
Two of those guys are probably going to bust out.
So we haven't even talked about adding in the capital, right? Yeah. All we're talking about is, would we want those quarterbacks as our quarterback, right?
Right.
So let's look at the trade-ups in the top three, because that's kind of the premise of our whole thing. Would you trade the big capital, go get Caleb or Jaden if you think Jaden's the number two pick? Would you do it? There's been, in the top three, six in the last 10 years that have traded up and given up the big purse to go get somebody.
And none of them have panned out.
Well, the best, and I think Goff is maybe the one where maybe he's never won it, but he went to a Super Bowl with the Rams. He's now been to an NFC Championship with Detroit. He's a good player.
But the team that did it didn't.
Got rid of him.
Yeah.
They got rid of him. So let's be real about
it.
So you got Goff, Wentz, Trubisky, Darnold, then Trey Lance, and Bryce Young.
That is fucking brutal.
And
that's the opposite of a murderer's row.
The crazy part about this is somehow the 49ers and Eagles survived it. Okay? So that's your counter argument too. Like, well, we did take the chance.
It's been survived.
Philly won a Super Bowl and 49ers went to a Super Bowl. Okay? Yeah. Goff went to a Super Bowl. So that's the counter argument.
Yeah, it's one of the hardest questions I think that comes up every year. It probably isn't that hard for you.
It's not because none of them have done it. The guy hasn't done it. Nick Foles did it, but the guy has never done it. So for me, it's easy. In 10 years, we have six very valuable trade-ups, and none of those guys have done it.
Yeah.
So for me, that's not a small sample size. That's reasonable.
The makeup of the draft process was more, I don't know, wholly standardized, where every team has the same caliber GM. Every team has the same caliber scouts. If it was like fantasy and everyone's starting from scratch, you know, like the statistics you can make statistics say whatever you want to say. These are compelling. You know, it's just, it's like I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of the GMs, where it's it's so much different.
Well, let's look at it.
It's so much different
shoes,
when you're looking at the face of the dude coming in.
It's different when your job's on the line. You don't have a quarterback.
You don't have a quarterback.
That's the bigger point.
That's what I'm saying.
So I will mortgage anything because I might only have 1 year.
So it's going
to
be hard.
Because you're not going to be around to pay the price.
Like, let them deal with it. If I don't succeed, I'm going all in.
His point's different than the one you're trying to make. That's the correct, what he's saying.
Historically, yeah, it's you have to, if you're going to be the guy to do it, to pull that trigger, you have to do it in the face of that.
It's an easy decision to make because if you fuck up, you're not going to be there. So you're not going to have to deal with the ramifications of missing these three first round picks that you give up because you're going to be fucking fired.
You'll be fired because it didn't work.
So your point's completely
unless
off.
Unless it's the Saints because...
Well, yeah, Loomis. But the Saints don't pick quarterbacks in the first round.
Right.
We've only done it one time in our history.
So the other part
Mickey,
of this equation...
if you're listening, you can do it.
Because I think we all agree on the way the draft has gone and how valuable it is for these players because they're cheap labor, right? You can fill a roster with much cheaper options than going to there. So you're trading those type of assets. You're not trading vets to go get this. You're trading the same type of assets that help you build out the roster to be good. Mm-hmm. So, and my only point is, no matter how smart these guys are or whatever, it hasn't worked.
Yeah.
So the risk for me way outweighs the gain because no one's proved it. And I told Max, he's like, when was the last time it worked? Was his question. And sure. I said, Eli, you can make a case, but they gave up Rivers and they gave up another first.
Right.
So did they do better? Would they have won them with Rivers? In my opinion, Rivers was a better pro than Eli, but Eli won two Super Bowls. Situations are different. Whatever. I feel like Rivers was a better quarterback, but maybe he wasn't. Maybe that was the difference. I don't know. Eli certainly was willing to chuck up the ball when he had no chance, and it worked. And God bless him, he won two Super Bowls.
Eli probably proved to be a smarter quarterback than Rivers.
His
football IQ is,
I don't agree with
off
that.
The charts.
Rivers was fucking awesome.
Rivers ended up with a better record. Eli had the two playoff runs, no question. Rivers, in the year, he probably could have won it, tore his ACL, and played the whole championship game with a torn ACL. It's hard to compare.
I'm not saying Eli was a smarter quarterback or a better quarterback than Rivers. I'm not comfortable saying that at all. Rivers is a Hall of Famer.
My thing is this. I think they both end up in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So judge that trade however you want. Right. It's and I'm fine with it either way.
But the point is you have to go back to that.
Right.
To try to,
and to do that, that was, 2003, I believe, draft? 2003 or 2004.
Think so.
And they gave up Rivers, an extra one, an extra three, an extra five. So if I gave you, as a neutral person, do you want Rivers, an extra first-round pick, a third, and a fifth? I believe almost everyone outside of New York says I'm taking the Rivers deal with an extra one, three, and five.
Sure.
But that's how close they were, in my opinion, in their career.
Yeah.
And then I tried to think of something before that. And the only other one I could come up with was Elway in 83, where he just refused to play. It wasn't a choice. It was a mandatory.
Yeah.
So there's really no real history of this working, giving up a ton to go get a guy that's going to change your team. So for me, and y'all know I'm, as far as the draft, I hate the trade up. I think you always lose in a trade up. It's the numbers are so crazy skewed to when you give up multiple for a single person that
multiple high picks,
multiple picks, extra picks, you're better off sitting where you're at, making the best decision every time. Hey, if Jaden's sitting there at 14,
of course.
We're all in, right? We want a quarterback. But for me, the big trade up to go get a Caleb or whatever that's kind of been floated out there, for me, it's a hard no. And I think historically it shows that is the proper decision.
Yeah, I think the evidence that you've presented over the last 45 minutes or so has been very compelling. It's a very compelling case against mortgaging the future on a big trade up. You know, I think let's go ahead and relate it to the 2024 draft. And I think we're all in agreement that if Jaden Daniels, who, LSU hometown team, if he is somehow there at 14, obviously all three of us say you sprint to the podium and you make the pick.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I wouldn't like giving up three first round picks to go up to get any of those guys. Now, I will say if one of them makes it to 7, 8, 9, and then let's just say it only costs a first-round pick swap and an additional first-round pick, I can make that move. That I could, I would be on board with.
Yeah, I can. I agree with that, and it's only because it's the quarterback,
right?
Right, and I could get behind that. You just cannot afford to trade the capital. Who's to say the 49ers didn't just win the Super Bowl because they didn't have those first round picks? That could have contributed.
That's a great point because
you cannot rule that.
Those guys would be in their third and fourth year.
You cannot rule that out.
Right. Yeah. Those guys would be in their third and fourth year right now. Second, third, and fourth year, or whatever. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's part of this too. Is that
in the way they draft, they probably would have had some good players.
They've been amazing.
Yeah. You know, I lean more on the side of like, if this guy is as close to a can't miss, or if you know that this guy can come in and be a plug and play, and you've got
but you don't
great
know that
supporting
with
cast.
Let me say you finish. If he's that guy, who's trading that pick?
Yes.
Well,
he's trading the Andrew Luck pick, the Peyton Manning pick.
Right,
who's trading that?
Right. But if you're the GM that wants to trade into that spot, you don't care. You're going to at least try. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter if they decide to do it or not do it. You're going to try. But
I just think if the consensus is that overwhelming, you never have the opportunity to trade there.
Yeah, and here's the thing, though. None of these guys are can't miss. Now, the point you're trying to make, I would agree with, is if it's an LSU quarterback where you're going to sell a fuck ton of, like Burrow.
Well, there's a business
decision. You can make a business decision to say, hey, it's worth the extra risk.
Yeah,
right.
Like a Daniels, you can make a case that you could pay the tax to quote unquote go get the LSU guy.
You're going
to
like kind of smooth over all the bad shit that came out last year and the frustrations. But if you're the GM and you think a guy's a can't miss, you think he's plug and play, you know, I can see them saying, like, yes, are we going to lose draft picks next year? Yeah, of course. Are they high caliber, you know, potential future starters? Sure. But me, the GM, I think that we already have enough guys on our roster to account and be able to take that hit. And sure, it hasn't happened before, but the NFL is full of first time things happening, you know? And if this
none
is,
of these guys
if,
are fucking
and if you hit,
though.
If you hit, you're the hero. If you hit on it, right. and that
but
guy,
he just illustrated it hasn't really happened.
Just because it has not happened doesn't mean that it cannot happen.
None of these guys are the can't miss guys. It's the same thing every year. Baker was a plug and play guy. That's all the same thing.
I can see the reasoning for saying I'm going to be bold and do it, but
I can see the ego, if that's what you mean. But the common denominator
is what you just said, Max, is that there has never been a true can't miss. You can't ever know. You know, Mahomes was.
He
wasn't can't miss because
no, that's what I'm saying. There were a lot of people who were like, "Yeah, Mahomes ain't going to pan out."
Yeah,
playing at
Texas Tech, there's going to be questions.
So the guy who proved to be what should have been the most can't miss had a bunch of people that said, "Oh, he will miss." So yeah, I mean,
you know, I think the two biggest examples in kind of our football life are Peyton and Andrew Luck. Of the can't miss.
We're too young.
Yeah. Elway too.
Yeah.
I mean, Elway was the slam dunk first pick in a draft with a then record number of first round.
There was no question.
His Super Bowl. Burrow was looking that way. Not on Manning's,
I felt he was,
not,
but
not
I don't
Manning's
think it was
level.
Consensus.
It wasn't consensus.
Not on Manning's level, but he was the closest, I think, in modern.
It was Elway, Manning, Luck.
Then probably Burrow. And then, you know, the miss is the next one was probably Lawrence.
I was going to say, people are calling him can't miss.
Yeah. And I didn't believe that.
I would say Lawrence was getting more can't miss buzz than Burrow.
He was. There's no question.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just think if you knew. So every circumstance is different to what you say, Corey. Egos are always high. They're not in these positions unless they were very confident in what they do and good at what they do. The thing is, the math says they're 1-3, right? Just at baseline, not trading up. So if you're going to trade everything up for a 1-3 shot, even being the smartest there is in the world, that's a really tough move to make unless you know your job's on the line year one.
Yeah.
Then you're like, I don't give a shit. I'm give them all the first round picks. I don't have a quarterback and I am gone if we don't win games next year. And this guy will not win me games.
You have
like,
to.
Let's say Arthur Smith came back this year and that whole regime, yeah. right? I know Desmond Ridder's not going to win me games.
Yeah.
Give him all the picks.
Yeah.
Let's go get Caleb.
And you otherwise, at that point, you know, people sung the praises of the rest of the Falcons roster. Like correct. The picks they had made before, you know, that year.
We talked about
but
it
But that's
all day.
Not in the best interest of the franchise. That's right. in the best interest of his right. job. Right?
Exactly. And that's the difference. That's why these GMs can be mm-hmm. as ballsy as they are with these trade-ups yeah. because they know they have to get the quarterback. It's worth the risk because if they miss, they're out the job anyway.
Right. So I don't think this stops is what I'm saying. This is going to continue just like you say.
Unless you're Mickey Loomis.
This is going to continue. If I'm GM, I'm sitting this out and I'm waiting there. And if Brock Bowers is there, I'm taking Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
If you know, Alt is there, I'm taking Alt. I'm just taking the best guy.
And then if Penix is there at 32 and maybe you want to move up from 45 to 32 at a lesser price, then you can
way
spend
cheaper.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just think that's you know, worked out way better. Like we talked about the Packers. Mahomes, yep. Packers, Jordan Love. We talk about, you know, the Fields price was too high, but that was worth, I felt like that was worth the risk at 11, agreed. Even what they gave up, because he was a potential top five guy. We all know his talent. He's the number one recruit coming out, going to Georgia before he went to Ohio State. Like the measurables were there and they had no quarterback.
And he's gone through how many different offensive coordinators right. in his first few years?
It's, and yeah. I hope he figures it out. He doesn't look like he has yet to me, but I hope he does. He's an incredible talent, like across the board. But that trade up made more sense because it wasn't as expensive.
Yeah,
going up into that top three or top five to get that guy is so expensive. I think no matter what, the risk outweighs the reward.
I think it, in a general sense, yes. But I do think if you're grading the paper of a GM that does it, you have to also look at the current makeup of their roster when they do it. Because a team that's already got the cupboard bare.
The 49ers is the case.
If the cupboard's already bare and you're doing it, then you're really, I think you're worse than the GM who so already has a
Panthers,
really good roster.
The Panthers just did that. The cupboard was bare as fuck and they got rid of one
right,
of their
QBs. That was a horrible move.
Yeah. Your case is the 49ers case, right?
Yeah.
We have a veteran quarterback who just got us to the Super Bowl. We have an abundance of picks.
Yeah.
We're going to go get a better quarterback. That's what we're going to try and do.
Yeah.
But
they thought
the consequence may have cost them a Super Bowl this year.
Right. Right.
I'm
right.
glad you said that because that's the first time that anyone has made that point that I've heard. Because that's a huge point. Those other three first-round picks.
You can't rule out that was the difference.
Those are the way they draft, those are probably really
especially
good players.
When the quarterback you traded for is not the one that took you to
right.
the game.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, look, and it goes back to what I said about, you know, every year someone is a generational player. This society today, where terms are like, you know, goaded, generational, mm-hmm. all of this shit is thrown around way too loosely. Everyone is a prisoner of the moment. Social media has had the biggest impact on it because mm-hmm. all we see are highlights when you open up Twitter, you open up Facebook, Instagram, whatever. You're being bombarded with highlights of Caleb Williams.
There's so many goats now, I've lost track.
Exactly. And Caleb Williams has got all the talent in the world, but dude is I'm not calling him generational.
There's no way he can't miss. There's
he's
no
not
way.
At all can't miss.
No.
Look, I love Drake May. I love Jaden Daniels. Neither of them are can't miss.
No. I mean.
And the probability is two out of three are going to bust out.
I think if you're lucky enough to be the Bears and got the first pick in the draft back for letting them take Bryce Young, you feel like $1 million.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You sit there. You take the guy. Mm-hmm. You hope he's the guy.
You want to be
right?
You want to be that team.
Correct. You want all those picks, and then look what happens. You get the first pick anyway the next year with a better talent on the board.
Like, yeah.
That's amazing.
If you're working in the GM office and it's like, hey, the worst team in the league's on the phone, they want to trade. Yeah, go do it. Go do it.
That's hacking the system, man. That trade, if the Bears get it right, if Caleb's the guy, that can completely flip a franchise because they took that deal.
No, let's see.
And
if it
they
does.
Got a Pro Bowl receiver out of
but
it.
But now,
too.
But as you illustrated, even the Bears have a 1 in 3 chance of it mm-hmm. not working.
Yeah,
true. But they didn't give up extra to get.
But
there.
They didn't give
they
up extra. Yeah.
Right. They got it.
I think from the let's marry it back to the Saints' perspective and then wrap it up. I think from the Saints' perspective, it's like we say: stay at 14, let the board come to you. If one of the quarterbacks does fall to you,
we're all for it.
We're all for it. Go ahead and go get him. The reality is it probably won't happen. And, you know, maybe somebody like Brock Bowers is there or an mm-hmm. offensive lineman or Dallas Turner. Stay there. Take the best available player. And if you see someone sliding like Aaron Rodgers did into the later part of the first round, at that point, I'm totally fine going from 45 to 32 to go get a quarterback.
If you think Penix is that guy and he's there at 30,
which would cost either a player.
It's not going to cost you one player. So it's fine.
It's not costing you first round picks. It may cost you one next year.
To go
that's
from
it.
45 to 32?
Yeah.
Yeah. You might give up a third this year and a first next year to go up to get that. It's going to be something like that. It's going to be a one and a three.
It's fine. That's worth it to me.
But you're absolutely that's cheap for Mickey.
Right.
So
that's true. He may throw in some extra just because he likes everybody
else.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that's all you want? I mean, I got more.
I got a third. Take a third.
But again, look what they gave up for Love, right? We just said it. They gave up their one to move back four spots. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking 12 spots, 15 spots, something like that.
At a later point.
13.
Yeah. And all they gave up was a fourth round pick to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe we have to give up a third or we give next year's first or we give our second this year and next year's second and you could get that deal.
You'd probably give up a little bit more if the team...
Who was the one...
The team knows you're doing it for QB. They're probably going to break you over the coals for a little bit more.
Yeah, but they never know because think about it. When we traded
look at it
up,
like the Lamar trade. Well, this is the Lamar
when we
trade.
Traded up for Davenport, everyone thought we were going to get Lamar. We went and got Davenport. We paid dearly. You never know who they're going to get.
They went to the 32 pick to get Lamar.
We gave this up QB compensation to go get Davenport.
Yeah. Well, but defensive end compensation is two first-round picks, too.
Which is also a mistake. Mm. To go get Lamar at 32, they were not in the first round. They gave the second that year and the second the following year. That's what you're talking about to go get, like, if you were in love with Penix.
Yeah, you could do 2 seconds and get it.
2 seconds and get it. Yeah. That's fine. You're not mortgaging anything there. Yeah. You're getting one player. You're giving up 1 second-round pick to go get a player you
absolutely
like.
Worth it.
That's different. It's different than 2 ones for Davenport. It's different than the Ingram trade. It's different than the Olave trade. You're talking about 2 twos to go get a guy at quarterback that you think's the thing. Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah, that was good. You good exercise. You put up 40 points.
Yeah, I
did
think
well. We
triple
out.
Double.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not linear. But overarching consensus is that yes, that you've shown the pitfalls for sure, and why it's generally not a good idea. I don't think it's black and white, but I think if you had to pick one or the other, it's don't do it.
It's not black and white, but
someone will hit one day. No one has.
Yeah, so I mean, like
it'll happen one day.
If you came to me when we were rolling in like 2011, and we thought that like our roster was invincible, and someone's like, "Hey, like Breeze can't play next year," okay, or like something happened, he's just got a freak thing, he can't be your quarterback forever. You plug and play again. I mean, like that's a different scenario than saying, "Hey, we're the Carolina Panthers and our whole team is shit," you know. So. That's the gray for me.
Well, that's a whole nother debate on when to get the quarterback.
But that's what I'm saying.
The smarter move is to wait until your team is somewhat solid.
Well,
foundation.
That's why I'm saying the makeup of your roster.
Why is Andrew Luck not playing today?
I don't know.
Because the roster wasn't ready, right?
Yeah,
and they didn't even trade up.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
The team you're doing it with, the makeup of the team you have, the guys you have, that matters. But overall. Yes or no, it's overall, yeah, it's a bad idea, historically. That's true.
Yeah, so. I'm not trying to push it one way or another. We gave the facts.
Yeah.
We rated the QBs. This is what we came up with. So
yeah.
No, I think it was a very insightful exercise.
I'm going to go with enlightening.
There you go. It was a good exercise. I think we added some color to this debate.
Yeah.
So,
for sure. Good work.
So let's finish it up with this. After hearing all that, would you be fine with the Saints trading? If you hear on draft night, the Saints have traded up to the number 3 spot, and they draft a quarterback, what are your emotions?
Which quarterback?
He's partying.
No, it doesn't matter.
No, it does matter.
Whichever one you want.
Jaden Daniels? Let's go.
Exactly.
There it is.
Exactly. You can't take the fan out of Jaden Daniels.
Let's go. Exactly. Right. And look, I'll be completely honest with you. I'm sitting here right now thinking rationally, and I say, you know, it's not a good idea. But in the moment, if it happens, I'm probably going to be like,
let's go.
Fuck it. Let's go.
Let's go. We're running down the zone.
Y'all will be drawing up 2 QB sets. Yeah. The next podcast.
The
like,
jersey,
here's what we're going to do. We're
the
gonna
top get, selling jersey.
No, I'm not. I'm drawing up trades and to get fucking car out of here.
GoFundMe, pay for cars. Debt money is going to go through the roof.
Due to Russell Wilson, I don't think they will buy those trades anymore on vets. They're not giving up capital to sign guys for $40 million. It's not going to happen anymore. That ended it, I think. So maybe there'll be more trades because of that in the rookie, in the draft, because of that situation.
These GMs have shown when they think they're right, they'll defy logic.
Again, it's all because if they can take that swing, because they're going to be out of there anyway if you don't have a quarterback. So
ego and desperation.
They'll be on NBC the next year.
Exactly. So, all right, I think we covered some good ground on that one.
Yeah, that was good.
We'll go ahead and wrap it up. Thanks again for listening to another episode of the 28 Degree Podcast. See you guys soon.
Hoot up.